G20 finance ministers will sit down at a meeting in Sydney tomorrow, and one of the key issues on the table will be the US Federal Reserve's extraordinary stimulus program and how its removal is causing ructions in emerging economies. But the biggest money printers in the world right now are not the Americans, but the Japanese. The Shinzo Abe government is increasing liquidity at a rate of nearly $700 billion a year in a bid to lift Japan out of its two-decade slump. One of the country's most eminent economic commentators says Abenomics, as this policy has been dubbed, won't succeed unless the Japanese government pursues more ambitious growth strategies, and that could have benefits for Australia. Professor Takatoshi Ito is a key advisor to the Japanese government. He's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
What we need is a growth strategy. The Abe administration has been talking about this. They have a list of the growth strategy in a 159-page booklet, but we see very little of actual implementations. It is kind of slow going. It's in the right direction, but it's kind of slow going.
What's at the top of the list in terms of pursuing that growth strategy?
Right. Well, economists have been asking, and also Mr. Abe himself has been identifying the important issues like strong agriculture by removing some of the protection, refocusing agriculture to export industry, the healthcare reform, which will contain the expenditures but increase in quality. Third is the labor market reform, including helping the working mother to continue participating in the labor market rather than dropping out and breaking their careers. Also increasing flexibility in labor market, basically the hiring practices. So there are well-identified lists of actions, and it's moving, but I think it's very slow. And some symbolic actions as well as real progress are needed.
But as you say, the government is trying to tackle the fiscal situation by deciding to double the rate, basically, or nearly doubling the rate of the consumption tax, or GST as we call it, mm-hmm. in Japan in the coming months. Why is that necessary to do that now, though? And do you see it as a risk, given economic growth does remain so fragile?
There is a risk on both sides, right? If we do not take actions on increasing taxes, then there will be a fiscal crisis in 10 years for sure. Right now, half of the central government expenditure, half, is financed by new bond issues. It's like using credit card, half of your monthly spending, putting to later generation to pay for it. And I don't think this can go on any longer than several years. So you need to beef up the tax revenues. Of course, alternatively, cutting expenditures, but the Japanese government expenditures has been the lowest in ratio to the GDP among OECD countries. So I think the real possible way to fill the gap is to raise taxes, and VAT is the least distortionary taxes. And Japanese rate is 5%, and which is the lowest among OECD countries. European norm is 20 to 25%. So if Japanese want to maintain the current level of social security, medical subsidies, and so on, then I think the Japanese should accept the higher VAT.
Well, clearly, revitalizing the Japanese economy is in Australia's interests. I mean, sure. Japan remains our second largest trading partner behind mm-hmm. China. And you talk about the country, the government wanting to pursue growth strategies. One of that is freer trade. And Australia is seeking a quick resolution to the long-stalled free trade talks with Japan. There's yes. high hopes that an agreement will be signed yes. with Japan this year. Mm-hmm. Do you think a deal is imminent?
I think the deal is imminent. And my understanding, I'm not inside those talks, but my understanding is that the difference is very narrow. So it is basically leaders' decision and initiative to conclude. And I think that should be done and will be done this year.
Because talks had previously stalled over Japanese car imports to Australia and Australian beef imports to Japan. Correct. Well, Australia will soon not have a local car industry Correct. To protect. But do you think Japan will open its markets to Australian beef and other agricultural products? Is Japan ready to give up some of its protection of its agricultural sector for the benefits of freer trade?
Australia already has a large market share of imported beef. It's basically Australia and US, and they are, you know, competing for the market share in Japan. So it is more technical details of either chilled beef or frozen beef, and well, what is preferential allotment of how many tons and so on. So I think that is within the bound of politicians' leaders' decision. And I do support lowering the tariff rate of beef and pork and other agricultural products, despite that the Japanese government has said that five areas are untouchable. I think that was a rhetoric, but Japan is ready to compromise.
And what are those five areas?
Rice, beef and pork, and dairy products, sugar, and wheat.
But you're saying that you think that's just rhetoric, that they will give ground on those?
Not down to zero, all of them, but to some of them, the rate will be reduced.
That's Takatoshi Ito, economics professor at Tokyo University and a key advisor to the Japanese government. He's in Australia to give the annual address of the Australia-Japan Foundation in Melbourne last night, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.